practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing church along with other Bible-believing Christians. Today, let's begin the program with a song of rejoicing. Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Rejoice, the Lord is King. Rejoice, give thanks, and sing, and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say,
Well, I trust that you're rejoicing in the Lord this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, you know. And I trust that you are rejoicing. In fact, I trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church this morning and rejoice in the Lord along with others. That's what the Lord's Day is all about. That's what Sunday is all about. The Christians can come apart from the world, as it were, and go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church along with other Christians and sing praises unto God, pray one with another, encourage each other through fellowship, and hear the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. And so I trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today and rejoice in the Lord that you've got the opportunity to do so. You know, there are many places around this world today that churches cannot be open and in the public. and Christians have to go to what is referred to as an underground church, a hidden church, because of the fear of persecution. And because of the fact that this broadcast goes around the world, it could be that there are some who are listening to me right now who are in that condition. But most of us have the opportunity to get up on a Sunday morning and have our breakfast and our time with the Lord and then go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And I trust that you're going to do that today. And if you're here in the Altoona area, I'd encourage you to drop by and visit us. We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30 with classes for all ages. And then our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And we are a basic Bible-believing church. We don't have a lot of bells and whistles, as it were. But if you come to the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, you will hear the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God, and you'll have the opportunity to fellowship along with others who know and love the Lord and who want to grow in the Lord. And the Faith Baptist Church is located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. Why don't you come on out and join us this morning? And then, of course, every Wednesday night we have a midweek service. It begins at 6:30 with our children and youth ministries, as well as our single moms ministry. And then at 7 o'clock, we have prayer meeting and Bible study. We gather together to pray, and then we study the Word of God. And currently, Chris Davis is leading us through a study of the book of Ephesians, verse by verse. And what a powerful study it is. And so drop out and visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And maybe today would be a good time to do that. I'd love for you to drop by and visit us, and then before you leave, make sure that you come up to me, that I can have the opportunity of meeting you, shaking your hand, and giving you a hug, maybe. I don't know, but that might be a possibility. But nevertheless, we'd love to have you drop by and visit us. Now, if we can spiritually help you in any way, don't hesitate to contact us. You can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And if you want to learn a little bit more about our ministry, go to our website. And that address is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. If you'd like to write us a letter by snail mail, well, that address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our prayer is, number one, that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And secondly, that you are growing in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then thirdly, that you are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And truly, if we can help you in any way in doing those things, we would love to be able to do so. So please do not hesitate to contact us. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this day that you've given to us. It is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice this moment. You know who they are. You know where they are. You know what their spiritual needs are. Perhaps there are those who need yet to trust your Son as their Savior. I pray that today would be the time of salvation for them. Maybe there are others who need to be encouraged in your word. I pray that you'll take the program today to encourage them as well. But Father, above all, I pray that you'll be honored and glorified through everything that we say and do on the broadcast today. And in doing so, we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's a song entitled, "This Is My Father's World." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 6, and I would like to read with you verses 9 and 10. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, where the Word of God says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Now, before I deliver a message entitled "Getting the Most Out of the Word of God," let's listen to a quartet singing, "Your Redemption Draweth Nigh." If you are a regular listening person to this broadcast, in other words, if you listen on a regular basis, you will realize that many times I give a message that relates to the Bible, the Word of God. I don't just teach subjects from the Word of God. I speak a lot concerning about the Bible on these studies that we have together. And there's a reason for that. And that reason is simply because of the fact that I believe that one of the things that we need to do today is to get back to the Word of God. In so many ways, we've gotten away from biblical truth in our personal lives, in our national life, and sometimes even in our church life. I hear stories of the fact that people say that they will go to a given church and they'll go throughout the service, and people don't carry their Bibles to the church service, and the pastor doesn't even open the Bible to preach out of the Word of God. And I think that's kind of sad, because the Bible teaches us that the church is the pillar and the ground of truth. And certainly a local church should be that which is strong on the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. And by the way, if you're going to a church where the Word of God is not central, if people don't carry their Bibles, and if the pastor doesn't teach right out of the Word of God, I would encourage you to find a church where you can go, where people do carry their Bibles, where there is genuine Bible study, and where the pastor preaches and teaches right from the pages of Scripture, because that's what should be done. The Word of God should be that which is central in every local church, and it will be central in a good, solid, Bible-believing church, because as I said, the Bible teaches us that the church is the pillar and the ground of God's truth. And of course, the Bible is God's truth. But I like to share with you the significance of the Bible and what it is. And today I want to talk about getting the most out of the Word of God. And I say that because down through the years, I don't know how many times this has happened, where somebody has come to me and said, "Pastor, I read the Bible, but I don't get anything out of it." Now, certainly if a person is not saved, they're not going to get anything out of the Bible because they can't understand biblical truth. The Bible teaches us that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But Christians, when we pick up the Bible to read it, we should get something out of the Bible. And if we read it and approach it properly, we will get something out of our Bible reading. And I think that what happens is that many times Christians don't get out of the Word of God what God would want them to get out of the Scripture reading simply because of the fact that they don't approach it in the proper fashion. So I just want to share some principles with you this morning on getting the most out of the Word of God. And first of all, we need to recognize what the Bible is. It is the Word of God. It's not just a collection of writings by human authors. It is the Word of God. The Apostle Paul speaks about this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 when he says this as he's writing to the Christians at Thessalonica. He said, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the Word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Paul was saying to the Thessalonians, when we are writing to you, we're not writing our own ideas and opinions. We are giving you the Word of God, which does effectually work in those of you who believe it. It is the Word of God that changes people. The Word of God brings people to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word of God enables Christians to grow in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ because of the fact of the matter that the Bible is God's Word. So when we approach the Word of God to read it, let's make certain that we understand that this is God speaking to us. It's not just some human teacher or apostle or prophet. This is God speaking to us. Secondly, if we want to get something out of the Word of God, we must read the Bible slowly and completely. Slowly and completely. I'm reminded of the words that God spoke to Joshua back in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, where he says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. When we approach the Bible, we should not try to see how much we can read in one setting. We should read it and study it slowly and completely. In other words, I've often said to people that when it comes to reading the Word of God, don't go to verse 3 until you understand verse 2. Don't go to verse 5 until you understand verse 4. In other words, slowly read through the Word of God and meditate upon it. That word meditate means to digest it, get to know it, and understand what it is saying. Don't just try to speed read through your Bible. No, read it slowly and completely. And by completely, I mean the entirety of the Word of God. Sometimes folks focus on one particular part of the Scripture, the epistles or the Gospels or the Psalms or whatever, and that's important. But we need to study all 66 books of the Bible and read your Bible slowly and completely, and you'll get out of the Word of God what God wants you to get. Thirdly, receive the Bible meekly. receive the Bible meekly, receive the teaching of the Word of God meekly when you study it. And of course, for this, we turn to the book of James chapter 1. And in James chapter 1 and verse 21, the Word of God says, "Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls." Now, there's a lot of lessons in that particular verse. When it says, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, that means that when we approach the Bible to read it or to study it, we should confess any sin that might be in our lives. And if we're not sure that we have unconfessed sin, we should ask God to reveal to us if there is any unconfessed sin. And if there is, then confess it and get right with God. But then receive with meekness the engrafted word. Now, that word meekness simply means without rebelling or without retaliation. In other words, what it means is that when we read the Bible, we should determine right then and there to obey it, not to resist it or not to say that's not for me or that's for somebody else. No, receive it with meekness. Submit to what the Word of God says, and it will work effectively in your life for your good and for the glory of God. Number four, to get the most out of the Word of God, we need to rely on the Bible for direction. You know, if I had the time, I could give you many, many illustrations as to how that down through the years I was seeking God's will about a matter, and God spoke to me directly from His Word in a very, very unique way. And that is because of the fact that it tells us in Psalm 119 and verse 105 that God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Look at that verse. The psalmist says in Psalm 119, 105, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Just imagine going out through the woods in the middle of the night. It would be hard to see where you were going. And, of course, if you had a good light, then you could work your way through the woods and you wouldn't trip or you wouldn't fall or you wouldn't stumble. Well, that's what the Bible is to us spiritually. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It shows us the direction that God would have us to go. If you are trying to determine what the will of the Lord is in your life today, spend time in God's Word. He will show you from His Word exactly what He would have you to do, to the point that it will be very clear. And you'll know what He would have you to do, and then you'll be able to do it for His honor and glory and for your good. And then number five, to get the most out of the Word of God, respond to the Bible quickly. Respond to the Bible quickly. We go back again to the book of James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 22, where it says, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Be doers of the Word of God. When you read a passage of Scripture, and in that passage of Scripture, God brings something out to you, don't put it off. Don't say, "Well, Lord, that's not for me." Don't say, "Well, I will do that sometime." No, respond to the Word of God quickly and immediately. In other words, obey it and apply it to your life right then and there, and watch how God will work in your life for your good and for His glory. You know, I think God must be concerned with the way that many Christians are not in the Bible today. Every now and then I will ask somebody, "What did you get out of the Scripture today?" And they can't give an answer. And they may go on to say, "Well, it's been a long time since I've actually read the Bible." Listen, the Bible is God speaking to us. I was talking to a person just this week who said, "Well, I don't read the Bible, but I pray a lot." Well, that's a one-sided conversation. You see, prayer is us talking to God. The Bible is God talking to us. We need to have this two-way conversation with God. And so I would encourage you to see to it that you are in the Bible and reading it daily. Why? Well, recognize that it is the Word of God. Read it slowly and completely. Receive the Bible meekly. Rely on the Bible for direction. Respond to the Bible quickly, and God will give you understanding according to what He wants you to know as it relates to your day-by-day living. Don't neglect the Bible. Spend time in the Word of God and let the Spirit of God teach you through His Word. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. Now, I do trust and pray that you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church where the Word of God is taught and that you might learn from the Scriptures. Until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying God bless you and keep looking up, for remember the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.